Let's do one on Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Charles Pool, P-Z-O-O-L. Date of birth is 10-13-42, today's date. Our patient is a 79-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, hypertension, right eye blindness, who's been on hospice now for because of his end-stage COPD. Patient has shortness of breath with minimal activity, requires O2 and NEP treatment. He sleeps 8 to 12 hours a day. He has severe edema of the lower extremity and is at risk of fall, period. Patient recently initially had a KPS score of 5-0. He also complains of dizziness and has been agitated and short of breath. Period. New paragraph, he states that he's tired, he can't take care of himself anymore, there are bugs all over the house. In the past, has refused providers because of his agitation. Family history, coronary artery disease in mom, dad has COPD, allergy none. Medication includes Flomax, amlodipine, Paxil, Remeron, Glipizide, Protonix, Dalaresp, D-A-L-I-R-E-S-P, then Lipitor. Social, he quit smoking in 2016, quit drinking alcohol 27 years ago, but he was an extensive 2 to 3 pack-a-day smoker in the past. Surgery, hernia surgery. Under social, also pretend. He lives alone, never been married. He doesn't have any children. Review of system as above. His blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 24. O2 side on room air is 88. Heart buzzes 1, buzzes 2. Lungs, shallow breath sounds. Lungs with bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows decreased turgor. Aura mucosa is dry. Lower extremity shows a 1 to 2 plus edema bilaterally with no sign of DVT. Assessment here, we have a 79-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, core pulmonale, and pulmonary hypertension, period. New paragraph, he's in desperate, number two, he's in desperate need of provider, given his living situation and the bugs that were seen running all over the house. Number three, he's agreeable to having a provider at this time. Number four, agitation, secondary to shortness of breath, hypoxemia. Next number, he was told to wear his oxygen at all times. Next number is continue with NEP treatment. Next number is sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. Next number is edema related to core pulmonale. Next number is dizziness. Next number is, also put down his weight is 192. Next number is weight loss. Put the weight under the vital signs. Next number is tiredness. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is diabetes. He's never had he doesn't check his blood sugar, and when they want to check his blood sugar, he refuses. Next number, depression / anxiety on Paxil. Next number is hypertension on amlodipine. I'm not sure how much of his amlodipine he's been taking since his blood pressure is elevated. Next number is BPH on Flomax. Next number is he also uses Remeron, R-E-M-E-R-O-N, both for anxiety and his difficulty sleeping. Go back to social, put down, he states that he was an office worker most of his life. Next number, patient meets the criteria for hospice and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.